Today you'll hear from Glenn Dennis, a man whose story you may believe, or perhaps you'll think it's all a hoax. Either way, it's a topic that still gets a lot of publicity. Glenn has now passed, but I went to our archives for a look back at a unique story for this edition of The American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is aiming to donate $1 million to 4-H during the fall paper clover campaign, and you can help. From now until October 20th, you can purchase a paper clover for a donation of $1 or more at your nearest Tractor Supply or online with a purchase at tractorsupply.com. The paper clover fundraiser raises millions of dollars each year to support 4-H youth conferences, camps, and other programs across the nation. Every donation benefits youth within the state where it was collected. So head to your nearest store and donate to your local 4-H today. Use the hashtag #DonateAMillion to show us your clover on social media. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. It was July 1947, and the U.S. Army Air Force Base in Roswell, New Mexico, had just issued a press release that they had recovered a flying saucer, and a subsequent press release that what was recovered was just a weather balloon. Glenn Dennis was an 18-year-old mortician in Roswell at the time. He remembers receiving a strange phone call on July 7th.
We get a call from the gentleman, said that he was the mortuary officer out at Roswell Army Airfield, and he wanted to know how many hermetically sealed infant caskets we had, 3.5 to 4 feet. He wanted to know what our procedure was of preparing bodies that had been laying out in the element for several days.
Glenn hung up on the caller. He also ran the ambulance service in Roswell. Later that afternoon, he had to take a patient to the airfield hospital. The story grew more interesting.
When I arrived out at the Roswell Army Airfield Hospital, where I usually parked, there was 3 field ambulances backed up against the ramp. Captain was there, and I said, "Sir, it looked like we had a crash some kind, because in those ambulances, the doors, they couldn't close the doors. I saw a lot of debris."
His curiosity was about to land him in deep trouble.
When I asked him that, I said, "It looked like we had a crash, and I need to get ready." And that told me, "Stay right there, mister, and don't take a step." Came back in about 5 or 10 minutes, and he had this red-headed captain with him. He had another gentleman with him, and he said, "I want to tell you something." He started pelting me on the shoulder, you know, and he said, "You go into Roswell and start any rumors in Roswell, and somebody will pick your bones out of the sand." And I said, "Sir, I'm a civilian. You can't do anything. You can go to hell." And he said, "You're just about there, kid."
Much has been written about the strange happenings that summer in Roswell. Our story concludes next time as Glenn remembers the ranchers who first encountered the strange debris. As we travel the countryside in Roswell, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCray.